The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. We are 3 days away from the new year. It's almost 2024. We got the college football playoffs coming up. We got a bunch of bowl games. Tonight, we've got Thursday night football. A lot to talk about. By the way, December 28th, it's my sister's birthday. She lives in Melbourne, Australia. Everybody in the chat, say happy birthday, Lillian. It's 2 a.m, so she's not watching. But the point is, happy birthday, Lillian. All right, let's see what we did on the recap screen yesterday. Well, NBA didn't go so well, but everything else pretty great. Those site plays that we keep putting up, and by the way, we got a couple more today. Those did really well yesterday. I hit my Virginia Tech play. Martin Green comes through with his soccer play. Happy to see all that. Everybody, hit the like button if you would. Subscribe to this channel if you're not already there. I see you, Eric Langley. Happy birthday, Lillian. Funny, because she went to Langley High School in McLean, Virginia. So nice connection there. Thanks, everybody, for giving her a shout out. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show on this Thursday night. We've got Thursday night football, but we got plenty more, and we've got a full house. Danny Brasco, the maestro, Buckets, feeling a lot better with a fresh new haircut, and of course, prop stars. Proppy is here with us today. And gentlemen, let's get right to it. We got a lot of picks to get to, but let's go to our marquee matchup, because I think a lot of people think of this game and they're thinking, well, why would you call this a marquee matchup? We've got the Jets and the Browns. It's Trevor Siemian. It's Joe Flacco. The reason it's a marquee matchup is because it's NFL football. And I am very, very intrigued by this game. We got a 7.5-point spread at BetMGM. This line opened at 7. And Larry, I'm going to go to you first because you were smart enough, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, to have put this play in on Sportsline when it was 7. Boy, do I like it much better at 7 than 7.5. And we'll get to your official plays, but talk to me about this total 34.5 and this 7.5-point total at BetMGM and most other books.
Well, see, I actually got it at 6.5 on Monday morning when it opened. Still would play it at 7, talked about it at 7 on the Tuesday NFL preview. It's the Joe Flacco and Elijah Moore revenge game against the Jets. You know, the Jets have surprisingly scored 30 points in 2 of their last 3, but those were at home against the Commanders and against the Texans. 2 horrific defense. Those were aided by turnovers, block punts. Now you're going to the best defense in the league, the best defense in terms of yards per play, yards per pass, on the road, on a short week with Trevor Siemian, who basically looks for Garrett Wilson on every single snap. And then as soon as Garrett Wilson is covered, he dumps it off to Breece Hall. I think he's going to get mauled tonight. Myles Garrett doesn't have a sack, in 5 straight games. And he is steaming about that because he gets double teamed. I think it's like over a third of the time. He's going to get to Siemian tonight. I think it's a Browns blowout, but I don't want to lay 7.5 when you could have laid 6.5, but I'm still good with -7.
Yeah, pretty big difference there. Joshua John says, got it at -6.5 the moment Larry posted it. Thanks, Larry! ! Don't thank him until after it covers. But listen, Joshua Johns, you got the better number. And for the record, let's put this out there right now so everybody understands what they're getting if they sign up for Sportsline, because you could have gotten this days ago at a really palatable number at 7.5, not quite as good. If you want to join Sportsline, you get 60% off the annual plan. Again, 60% off the annual plan. All you have to do is type in winners. That's the promo code, winners, and you get 60% off the annual Sportsline plan. Just go to head to sportsline.com/join. to get all of that. Joshua Johns, good eye. I'm sure you have your notifications turned on for all of these guys, but it looks like you had them turned on for Larry, which is super smart. Proppy, I'm going to go to you next because, you know, And I can't wait to get to Danny on this one too, because I know Danny is not afraid to be contrarian. So I'm just curious where he's at when we go to this marquee matchup. But it's nearly mouthwatering to take really the Browns at almost any number, but certainly seven or less. I mean, I don't know if people want to engage in buying the half a point, but my point here is I could really see this game being like 23-3. Is there any reason I should be maybe looking to the other side?
Well, first and foremost, shout out everybody. Good morning. What's up, chat? Happy birthday, Lillian. Sia, you're my cousin, so she's a cousin of mine as well. I do want to mention, I have a statement I want to rescind. When I was talking about a breaking down the Ravens versus the 49ers, I mentioned the winner, the quarterback who won that game, would ultimately be crowned the MVP. I think the winner of this game, we're talking Trevor Siemian, we're talking Joe Flacco, will ultimately be the MVP. So a lot of stakes on the line tonight in this marquee matchup. Just kidding. All kidding aside, I really just think this is too many points. This is going to be a low-scoring environment. I know the consensus. I might be on an island here as far as backing the Jets. Larry broke down Trevor Siemian. That's really not much different than we had Zach Wilson at quarterback. It was locking on to Garrett Wilson and then dumping down to Conklin or Breece Hall if Wilson was covered. Same thing with Trevor Siemian, just not a lot there. I think we're going to see a concentrated dose of Breece Hall. Will it be ultimately very effective? Probably not, but these are two elite defenses. We have a very low total here. I just think it's going to be a low-scoring environment with a ton of rushing. I think 7.5 points is frankly too many. I could really see the Jets defense having a ton of success, just like the Browns are going to against this Jets offense. The Browns could potentially be without Amari Cooper tonight, and just this run game, which has been the path to kind of having success against the Jets defense, just isn't leading to me to be very confident. We're talking about Jerome Ford. We're talking about Kareem Hunt there. So, yeah, I really think this game's ultimately going to come down to a field goal or two. I will take the Jets here, and I am pretty confident about it.
Oh, I like that. I love the confidence on the contrarian side. Larry, go ahead.
I heard confidence. Is that a showdown?
How much confidence?
What number are we talking, Maestro?
7.
Let's do it. Jake, wow. Play the music.
Let's go. It's gonna be a showdown. Contrarian confidence is my favorite confidence. We see Buckets dancing. He really is feeling better. Danny, before we go to you, I need to go to Buckets real quick. I don't think we built the graphic. For whatever reason, maybe T. Siemian, Jay Flacco, maybe it's just like, well, they're all going to throw interceptions, so who knows. But, Buckets, if you had to pinpoint one, T. Siemian, don't worry about his first name as usual, Jay Flacco, which one of those two throws the INT?
Having to pick between Theodore Siemian and Jordan Flacco is definitely difficult here, Sia. But I actually checked the odds over on MGM, and they're both at minus 200 as of this morning. So it feels like kind of a cop-out to pick either of them. I feel like the only way you can play that is if you take both of them, perhaps. So that's where I'm leaning for the no-fly zone today. But yeah, big fans of, I forget what names I just made up, Theodore and Jordan, I think is what I said.
I mean, he does look like a Theodore, now that I think about it. I don't know that Joe Flacco looks like a Jordan Flacco, but maybe another J name we can think of. He looks like a Joe. Joe Flacco looks like a Joe. Danny, you look like a Danny. And you look like the guy that typically has something to say that's maybe not conventional. So listen, we'll get to your official pick, but when you look at these odds, Browns -7.5 at home, short week, over under 34.5. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing that comes to mind is defense. And both of these teams, I'd say for the Jets, their best offense is their defense. Their offense betrays them so often with short fields, bad field position, that they've had to rely on turnovers and sacks to keep them in games and special teams. This is going to be tough sledding for them, I think. I really like the analysis that you guys gave to lead this, because it kind of sets up my, like Sia alluded to, contrarian angle. Remember always, sports books, their goal is to get dual-sided action. They want 50% of people, if they can, to bet on one side and 50% to bet on the other. They automatically win on the juice, right? This, to me, is shout out to Larry for getting 6.5 before that key number of 7. That's a big line. But now the 7.5 line, it almost feels like books are being like, Jets +7.5? Pro bettors, please take. Is that good enough? Like, they want to give you a reason to take Jets. I'm not buying it. that hook is not even scaring me away. And I wish I got to it before, but I feel like the Browns can still cover this, even with a low, low total with wins and an under environment. What are the Jets going to do to move the ball down the field? How are they going to put up their share of the total to keep pace, even if Amari Cooper's heel is compromised, even if Joe Flacco doesn't, you know, throw, you know, 10 deep shots in this game? I think the Jets offense will ultimately betray them. So the hook is scary, but I feel like it's the same way that I felt about the Eagles plus 3.5 when the whole world was seemingly on them. It's trying to move you off that hook, with that hook. I'm not being moved off. I think the Browns win easily in this game that they've got to have for the AFC North division.
I love the psychology of what you just discussed in terms of the number moving to that hook. That is certainly going to scare people in a lower scoring game. It doesn't really – now, listen, I'm not taking a showdown against Proppy, but it doesn't really scare me off either. Of course, I wish I got Larry's number. By the way, Danny, Snug the Cat says, Danny looks like an AMAX, which for some reason is funny to me, but –
People have often said that we are each other's body doubles. When AMAX can't do a show, I step in. No one knows the difference, vice versa.
Well, you're both handsome. You're both sharp. So I kind of get that. And you both wear hats a lot of the time. So Snug the Cat, very good observation. Yankees. Oh, speaking of AMAX, oh, you'll see him very soon as we start heating up for baseball season. I trust you'll probably see the Sniper and AMAX coming along as we get towards spring training. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I'm really excited about is that, you know, that we've gotten NFL props on the site, NBA props on the site, should have full MLB props on the site, which is AMAG's wheelhouse.
Oh, absolutely love that. It really is. I mean, AMAG's is sharp across the board, but that certainly is his wheelhouse. By the way, BetMGM, that's my wheelhouse. BetMGM has all the action for every sports fan. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get a first bet offer up to $1,500. If your first bet loses, you'll receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets with bonus code EDGE1500. That's bonus code EDGE1500. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to our best bets, our main plays. And as I look, I see we got a lot of people watching. We only have 109 likes as I check right now. So we're going to take a break while you guys think about what you've done or what you haven't done. And hopefully, while you're watching this message from our partners, you're hitting the like button too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Buckets, I hearken back to a couple of days ago when you gave out a winning pick as one of your official plays. I think it was during Coughgate where maybe you had to exit early, or maybe it was the day after that. But long story short, you jumped into the chat because a lot of those games were starting right when the early edge started, like 10 o'clock. And you put in two live plays that people were taking. Like, we talked about them on the show. And those both hit too. I think you're on like a pretty incredible streak. Maybe you could tell us, maybe it's not incredible. Maybe I'm making all of this up. Either way, you've got a soccer pick for us, but I'd love to know, how's soccer been going?
See, the number one rule when you're on an incredible streak is you don't bring up the incredible streak. You ignore
it. I did that to Tim Doyle yesterday.
You just did that to Tim, and now you have cursed me. So I apologize in advance to everyone for my play today. If it does not hit, it is not his fault. His fault. Okay. Make sure I point the right way, right there. But listen, we still have EPL today. It's a pretty dead day across the board, but we have one match that I really, really like here. And it is, of course, that matchup between Mikel Arteta's Arsenal and David Moyes' West Ham. And this is a bit of a tricky one, but we're going to keep things very simple here. We're taking, again, both teams to score at minus 115. And when you're betting on BTTS in an Arsenal match, you're not actually betting BTTS. You're betting, can West Ham score? And I say, yes, they can, for two simple reasons. Number one, Arsenal is exhausted right now. They just had to travel to Anfield and play against Liverpool. And whenever you have to do that, you were tired for a couple weeks after that matchup. And the second thing is West Ham specifically scores on the road. They have a BTTS rate of just 50% when playing at home. But when West Ham are the visitors, both teams to score have hit in 89% of their matchups. We have two games in pretty good form right now. Two teams in tremendous attacking form here. I love the fact that both teams to score was playable because I was expecting this line to be closer to the minus 150, minus 165 range. See ya.
So I got to apologize because I may have just jinxed Buckets and everybody who tails Buckets, which is thousands of people. I know I jinxed Tim Doyle yesterday, who came in undefeated and then, of course, ended up losing. But you know what? I want some of the heat to come off of me. So, Larry, if you would, you get in the jinxing game sometimes too, don't you?
Yeah, I did it yesterday to Proppy. He had hit 10 NBA props in a row. I tweeted that out with his season-long record. Of course, that prop missed. The other one he posted later in the day hit. So he is 11-1 in his last 12. He's still up almost 17 units for the NBA prop season. But, of course, I jinxed him.
I mean,
Buckets. See ya. Real quick here, if you want to fade the jinx here, if you would have bet correct score on this matchup, 0-0 on MGM, that's plus 1,200. I'm just going to throw that out there to cover my bases a little bit here after what Sia said.
Danny, go ahead.
I'm on.
You're betting that. Okay. Yeah, sorry, everybody. I'm doing that to everybody at this point. Proppy, 11-1, not bad. Danny, you've got a pick on this NFL game. Talk to us about it.
Let's do it, Sia. So I'm looking at both the spread and the total in this game. And on BetMGM, you can essentially put together a same-game parlay that works like a six-point teaser and manipulate the spread and the total to get Browns -1.5 and under 40.5 at -110. On BetMGM, even better odds than you're going to get on a typical six-point teaser, which is normally around -120. So I do like this line. We talked about the spread already. We feel like, oh, is that seven and the hook scaring you off? Well, ultimately, we think the Browns are going to win this game against Trevor Siemian-led Jets that I just don't know how they're going to move the ball on the road on a short week where Robert Saleh is 0-5 straight up and against the spread as Jets head coach. Tough on a short week against one of the best, maybe the best defense in the league against a frustrated Myles Garrett. As good as the Jets defense has been, the past DVOA is actually even better or on par for the Browns. So with Amari Cooper potentially sidelined, maybe the scoring comes down a little bit, or even if he's limited. I know a lot of people have been looking at Joe Flacco and him connecting on these huge bombs, but look at the total. It's still at 34.5 and it's coming down. We know Thursday night, short week, primetime unders featuring the Jets have been very profitable. And even though Flacco has gone over a number of totals that have been set around this range, the money in the market still respects the under. Wins should impact this total. And again, I don't think the Jets will be a dance partner that contributes to the scoring in this one. So I could see it like an earlier prediction someone made. Maybe it was Larry, 23-3. I mean, that sounds about right to me. I like this game to stay under the total. You could definitely see a world where the Browns park the bus, speaking some Buckets language, kind of coast to that win that they have to have for their division. And just maybe run the ball behind Ford and Kareem Hunt with the lead. Make sure that the Jets defense, which is the best feature of their offense, doesn't end up scoring on the Browns and take this game. So give me this 6-point teaser, same game parlay on BetMGM of Browns -1.5 and under 40.5.
I love how you phrase things. You used the word betrayal when we were talking about the marquee matchups. Park the bus. Larry, you chimed in with you thought Trevor Siemian was going to get mauled. Listen, this is artistry at work. It's not just the picks. It's the act of giving the picks. Everybody really just leveling up their game. I'm super, super impressed. And I like that pick too. I mean, obviously getting the Browns to less than two in a game that is probably not going to have a lot of scoring. I mean, I'm trying to look at this game and I'm trying to figure out how the Jets score, let's say 17. I just don't see it. And I do think the park the bus thing is really in play, which actually feeds into my play. But before we get to my play, let's talk about the two sports line side picks, which for the record on this show, were 2-0 yesterday. First of all, we got the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which is, you know, all these bowls have hilarious names. The Pop-Tarts Bowl has a hilarious trophy, by the way. There's like, it looks like a toaster on top and you can put two Pop-Tarts in it. Go check that out on Google after this show if you haven't seen it already. But anyway, NC State, Kansas State, our site pick is the over in this one, over 47. By the way, favorite flavor of Pop-Tart. I'm on an island here. I'm contrarian. I'm Jets here because when I grew up for breakfast, I had a lot of sugar in my diet, unfortunately. I had chocolate Pop-Tarts. That was my favorite. And I ate them kind of like a Reese's peanut butter cup, where I'd eat sort of the outside fringe parts, and then I'd sort of peel the middle part to get to the that gooey, sugary part at the end. But chocolate was my favorite. I never got into the fruity Pop-Tarts. That's just me as just kind of a sugar addicted kid, I guess. But I mean, there's sugar in all of them, I guess. But okay, sorry about that. That's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. NC State, type in your favorite flavor of Pop-Tarts in the chat. NC State, Kansas State, over 47. The next one, Arizona, EC in the house. Arizona -2.5 versus Oklahoma. This game is at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, whereas that NC State, Kansas State game, that's at 5:45. So we've got 5:45, 9:15, two side picks. Arizona -2.5. All right. Well, we got to get to my pick. We got to get to Proppy's pick. We got to get to the Maestro's pick. Before we do that, one more message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Chris Kish says, ugh, can we say Toaster Strudel is greater than Pop-Tarts and move on? No, we can't. I believe somebody, Buckets, you agree with that. You're a Toaster Strudel guy. I think that's a generational thing. Are you Toaster Strudels over Pop-Tarts?
I don't think it's a generational thing. With all due respect, I think it's an intelligence thing. You are getting just more everything out of a Toaster Strudel. Pop-Tarts are bland, they are dry, and they're like, someone's in my apartment. I'll be right back. Sorry, continue.
See, that's the Pop-Tarts police saying, no, thank you. And listen, Pop-Tarts are dry if you don't properly toast them. They have to be properly toasted, just like a toaster strudel. That's my take on that. Best Pop-Tart flavor, s'mores, says EQ. Nicholas Edwards says s'mores as well. Oh, I've never actually tried that one. We've got a lot of toaster strudel over Pop-Tarts. Okay, let's get to my pick. Jerome Ford, over 46.5 rushing yards. I'm going to keep this short. I'm going to start with the end here. And I think Danny Prasco fed into this really well. I think you're looking at a park the bus situation where you're going to see some Jerome Ford, some Kareem Hunt, and maybe even some Pierre Strong late in this game as the Browns are trying to protect the lead. And I'll say this, Jerome Ford hasn't exactly been the model of efficiency from a yards per carry standpoint. But two things. One is the game scripts have really favored Joe Flacco passing. I don't think we're going to see that here. And you see that in Joe Flacco's passing yard total. It's 233.5. I think most people, given how much Joe Flacco has been passing the ball successfully, I think most people would have assumed, oh, this is going to be north of 250. I think we're looking at a game where Joe Flacco just doesn't throw the ball a ton because they don't need to. And Jerome Ford likely to get 13 to 15 carries. Again, even if he's not efficient, this total is so low at 46.5. For the record, this is the same total that I bet on with Breece Hall last week against Washington. Now, that was a completely different situation because it was against Washington. But this New York Jets rush defense isn't super formidable. So in a neutral but more likely positive game script, Jerome Ford being the lead running back here, I see him surpassing this somewhere late third, early fourth, mid fourth as they're protecting a lead. So give me Jerome Ford over 46.5 rushing yards. All right, that's my play. And we've got more coming from this game. But before we do that, Proppy, we got to hear from you. Sorry, I've kept you quiet for at least 5 to 8 minutes, and I hate doing that. But you're going to come at us with an NBA prop. And again, I didn't jinx it. Larry jinxed it. But he did note your record, how many units you're up in this NBA season. And I got to give you a lot of credit here because the NBA has been very tough to bet, both from a sides, total, and prop standpoint. It's just been really tough, and we know why. It dates back to last year and the year before that. There's a lot of moving parts, but you have managed to pinpoint the static parts, and you've been playing your props, and they've been hitting, and I love it. So talk to us about the prop you have tonight.
Thank you, Sia. Yeah, I've got a prop that I like quite a bit. I'm going to target Spurs point guard, and I say that in quotations because he is not a real point guard. Jeremy Sochan, we're going under a combined 11.5 rebounds and assists. Future Hall of Famer Greg Popovich, Spurs head coach, phenomenal coach, did something very interesting in the offseason. He anointed Jeremy Sochan as the starting point guard of this Spurs team. Sochan is a second-year player out of Baylor. He's 6'10". He's lengthy. He rebounds the ball well, but really is not a natural playmaker whatsoever. The Spurs also have a pure point guard on their roster in Trey Jones. It has been a very unnatural fit for Sochan running the point for this team, and the underlying metrics have been just absolutely dismal for him. He has been completely inefficient as a point guard. I personally feel that the only reason this is happening is so they can collect more lottery balls so they build towards their future, considering it's Wembanyama's rookie year and the Spurs are obviously building for the future around Wembanyama. If Trey Jones was running point guard, it would result in them playing better basketball, getting some more wins, maybe pushing for the seventh or eighth seed in an absolutely loaded and stacked Western Conference. So really, Sochan's out there, in my opinion, just to keep the Spurs away from making the playoffs. But yeah, 11.5 combined rebounds and assists is a large number for him in pretty much any game environment. Wembanyama is playing tonight without restrictions. It's the first half of a back-to-back against Portland tonight. Then they play Portland tomorrow. Wembanyama is going to play tonight. He's not going to play tomorrow. When Wemby is on the floor, he just has a tremendous usage rate and compiles a ton of rebounds and assists, which takes the ball out of Sochan's hands as well. So there's just so many ways that this number can stay under. In my opinion, it should be 10.5 or 9.5, 10.5 at absolute most. So really like fading this spot. It's kind of an unusual one. But yeah, we're going to go under 11.5 combined rebounds and assists for Jeremy Sochan.
Riley Gates says, we need a buckets update, please. Everybody is worried. Buckets is back. No burglaries reported. No emergency phone calls needed. Buckets, you're good to go, right?
Yeah, we're all good. My apartment maintenance stopped by, but Frey is a little protective of the place, so I just got to make sure that everyone says hi the right way, you know?
Shout out to Frey. Everybody in the chat, give a shout out to Frey. Give a hello to Frey. I bet you she can read the chat. She's that smart. She's getting all her picks right, by the way, which is super impressive. Speaking of getting their picks right, oh, by the way, Danny, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I love listening to Proppy talk NBA. Like, I haven't been watching too much Spurs basketball, but that sounds like the most cerebral, hilarious Hall of Fame tank job that Popovich could ever be. Like, let's put a 6'10 guy out. Point. No, I'm just trying a new – no, he's completely tanking in everyone's faces less than halfway through the season. I'm 100% tailing that.
Yeah, I love Popovich. I there's something about Popovich where even when he's doing stuff like this, I just think it's hilarious on so many different levels. I do still think he's a great coach for whatever that is worth. I also think, again, Eric Spoelstra doesn't get enough credit. I think he's maybe the best coach in the NBA, if not top three. So I've been saying that for a few years now, and he keeps proving me right by taking mediocre teams to the finals, which is
he's your Kyle Shanahan of the NBA.
There we go. He's the Kyle Shanahan of the NBA. Absolutely love that take. All right, Maestro, we gotta finally get to your take. Now, I mean, I kind of gave it away early in the show, but you do have a couple of plays here on this Browns Jets game. And by the way, there were questions about college football and college basketball. So again, I kick you right back to Sportsline. Don't forget that promo code if you're not already a member, but there's going to be college basketball and college football plays on Sportsline. Like, they're already there. In fact, there's a play I'm considering. I'm not there yet. I have a lean to Rutgers, but I need to look into a couple things a little bit more. That game's at 2:00. If I have a play, don't worry. I'll put it in plenty of time, at least a couple hours early, maybe even a few hours early if I get there on this Rutgers game. But right now, I don't have any official plays in college football, but Sportsline is full of them. All right, Maestro, it's your turn. Jets, Browns, go.
Trevor Siemian, under 177.5 passing yards. I'd play it down to 174.5. This guy used 49 pass attempts against the worst pass defense in all of football at home last week to get to 217 yards. And it was a big struggle. He targeted Garrett Wilson 16 times, Breece Hall 15 or 16 times. And that was basically it. Tyler Conklin got a couple. He locks in. He's not going to have on one receiver. He's not going to have a lot of time. The Browns, number one across the board in terms of every metric of pass defense. They've held three quarterbacks under 110 passing yards. The only way I think he gets there is if the Browns get a big lead and they let up some garbage time passing in the fourth quarter, which is a possibility. But I just do not see Trevor Siemian getting over this number. I think the Jets are going to try to run the ball because the Browns are not nearly as dominant stopping the run. And I was just so unimpressed by him last week against the Commanders. And now this is going from the worst pass defense to the best. I think he's in trouble tonight.
All right. I like that play quite a bit. Steven Max says Miami's 0-5 against the Big East. Miami is just not good at covering football games. I assume you're referring to the Miami Hurricanes, the bowl game that I just referenced. But Larry, I like both of those plays. I mean, I don't see Trevor Siemian having anything remotely close to a good game in this one. And of course, I do still like the Browns game. Chris Kish bringing up the early wedge. I do want to, just from a programming standpoint, we haven't really pinned down the exact time, but we are bringing the early wedge back. So don't worry there, Chris. It's probably not going to start at the Century Tournament of Champions, which is about a week and a half from now. But it will be soon after that, probably around the Farmers, if not before, we're going to have the early wedge back. So stay tuned for that. That is a very, very profitable show based on our numbers last year. All right, let's look at the recap screen real quick. We got a lot of picks here. I've got Jerome Ford over 46.5 rushing yards. Danny Brasco, same game parlay, Browns -1.5 with the under 40.5. That's at -110. Love that number. Maestro, Browns -7. Trevor Siemian under 177.5 passing yards. Prop Stars, Jeremy Sohan under 11.5 rebounds and assists. Buckets, Arsenal, West Ham, both teams to score. Site plays 2-0 yesterday. Let's see if they can go 2-0 today. NC State, Kansas State over 47, and Arizona -2.5. Ladies and gentlemen, a show packed full of picks. Hopefully you got something out of it. You know, what we'd like to do is give you some of the information behind the picks so that maybe you can start getting the wheels turning and thinking about your own picks with us. Maybe independent of us. The point is we're trying to teach you, we're trying to entertain you, and we're trying to give you good picks. So hopefully we were successful today doing that. Of course, we got big pick energy tomorrow, so you're going to want to be back here at 10 o'clock in the morning. But for now, on behalf of Prop Stars, on behalf of the Maestro, Danny Brasco, Buckets, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and 19s and 20s, I am the Counselor of Cash. This is the early, I almost said early wedge. It's coming around, folks. This is The Early Edge, and we rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.